my name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who has every social media app on his phone, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yes, I do. But the only one I use, that matters most to me is my Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
I like to post pictures.
That's what you were on, right? Did I interrupt you?
No, I like to post pictures of the cute girls, and then people get all excited.
Well, you know,
I get weird messages because people think that I'm like the girl in the picture, and I'm always like, dude, no,
you don't understand. It's pointless. Instagram is pointless.
I like Instagram. I know you don't.
So you want to be one of those little photographers?
I am.
Oh, look at you. I'm my portfolio. Are you a published photographer?
It's internationally published.
And the published models? Is that what you guys
have? You checked out my Model Mayhem page?
I have not. I didn't even know. Have you checked out my classmates.com page?
No.
So there are apps.
I got kicked off of Model Mayhem. I told you
that. Did you really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, were you a little too mean? You're not known as being a nice guy.
That's another story for another day.
Okay. So there are now apps for every fucking thing known to man.
Fuck yeah.
And I hear about these things and it's a lot of blah, blah, blah. There was a time where I had my MySpace and I had my Facebook. And this thing called Twitter came out. And I was like, there is no fucking way I'm going to be on this Twitter. It's stupid. Ba 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 ba. 38,000 tweets. And as I found out yesterday, it's my 5-year Twitterversary. Here I am.
Wow. And you have what, like 14 or 15 followers?
I have right now, I think I'm at 9,800. I'm almost hitting the 10G and I want it so bad. So bad. Doesn't matter.
Are we going to ignore our guest? Or are we just going to keep...
Shh. Let's calm down. I'm doing a long intro here.
I'm get excited for her.
I'm excited too. Anyhow, back to the stuff. There's all these apps for everything. Right. We can do anything now. And I heard about Snapchat and Alex is on Snapchat. I don't understand what a fucking Snapchat is.
It's people stupid.
So today, I'm going to be explained this app called Tinder that some people are probably laughing. I've never heard of Tinder. But Sarah Love,
hi.
Please explain to me what the fuck Tinder is.
Can you spell it? First of all, can you spell it, Sarah?
T-I-N-D-E-R.
Good, thank you.
Are you looking for it?
Yep.
I hope we get matched together. All right, so
like Match.com?
Sort of. It's a dating app.
I would marry her.
Oh, Tinder's a dating app?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a fucking app.
Well, pretty much, but people go on dates that are lame. I don't know. I use it as a fucking app.
Okay, let's back up. Give me the lowdown. I mean, I'm assuming it's me and three other people that have no idea what this is and everybody else does. So sit back and relax.
So I'll explain it. Basically, here, I'll show it to you as I explain it. Obviously, you guys can't see it, but...
She gets that. Some girls don't. Some of the girls think that we're on video.
Okay, so you have it set to like guys and girls, whatever. If you can hit no if you don't like him.
Oh, can I choose for you?
Sure.
Okay, so Jake, who's 25, we're going to go with no.
No, he looks like a dirty cholo.
Okay, we have Jake, who's 25, another Jake, but he looks like he's in a city tool. No.
Did you find Brandon on
there? No, I don't like that guy.
Tico, who's 20, like has a dog that looks
Did
like
Satan.
Did
you find Brandon on there?
Shut up with your fucking Brandon.
Travis, who's 22,
his
looks
mouth
like,
is too big.
And he looks like he's Charlie Chaplin-esque.
Yes, I don't like him. I don't like him
Matt,
either.
24, he has... Yeah, next.
No. See, and
Jonathan, 25, looks like he's at a party all the time.
I'm under Sarah. But the thing with it is it goes based off of your location. Okay. So, like, say when I'm here at the studio, these are different people than if I am at my house.
Oh, wait. So, Dylan, the guy who's 23 years old, he's wearing a tuxedo-looking thing, looking way too cool. He's somewhere in Hollywood because he looks like a tool and is definitely in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Hit the green heart. Let's see if I match him.
Okay, so green heart.
Oh, he didn't like me.
He doesn't like
you?
It's
not a match.
Obviously, he does not. How do you know he doesn't like you?
Because as soon as... Well, he might see my profile later and then like it. But if you... If both people hit the like little heart, then you match and then you can talk to each other.
So how does he know that you hit the heart or the X?
I come up on his thing and he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So whether he hits the X or the heart is up to him. He has no idea like if I like him or not. But if he likes me, he'll hit it.
Okay,
and then
so
we'll
you've
match.
Hit the heart. Now he has all these people. He's going through and criticizing all these
And now
girls.
I'm going to come up.
I'm laughing right now that like we're next to each other. I wonder if he'll come up.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Like, if you don't.
I've done it before with a friend where, like, we match each other. Okay. And also, if you swipe, that means no, that means
there's no one around me.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Okay, so obviously, this is, our show is audio and this is visual, but Ben from 21 standing in front, or I'm sorry, Ben, age 21, standing in front of a Marriott. Okay, literally all they have is the number, I'm sorry, the age.
You can click on their profile.
Yeah.
They write something Sarah about 50. Themselves. No, I'm just Sarah. And then they write something about themselves and it shows how far away.
Here's the reason why Ben, who's age 21, is a tool. He lives in LA to the Inland Empire. He works in commercial real estate. And I'm a lord. I wear suits regularly. No, Ben, you're 21. Stop being a tool.
So,
next. Nope. Dylan.
This is really creepy.
Dylan has hair.
It's creepy,
oh
right?
My God.
It's awesome.
This whole episode is just going to be me criticizing dudes. Dylan, 24. Nope. Oh, Tam.
No, I don't like Tam.
This
I don't
is really
like Tam.
You should be looking at the girls. The girls are creepy.
Okay, this guy, Ara, age 20, has a Breaking Bad t-shirt on.
Look
but
at that
he's,
formula he's
but
working
on. But yeah, he's like he's straight out of the Big Bang Theory. Should we like him?
We should.
Okay, let's like
maybe
him.
Maybe he makes a lot of money.
Oh?
Oh, he might. I think it hasn't come up yet.
Okay, now he's
gonna... Oh, there's also... Here, let me show you this other fun app.
This is the Dude. Most entertaining episode ever.
Okay, so this is Tinder-esque. This is...
I'm sorry, this is another Tinder?
This is similar to Tinder. It's a Tinder liker. So you can, 40 profiles come up, and you can either like them or dislike them all at once. Mm-hmm. And also, no one's on right now. Hold on.
This is really sad and pitiful.
Okay. So every now and then, like, it'll show you who has liked your profile, and you can automatically match them. Ooh, she got some big titties. And
age 44?
Yeah.
They're going for the old ones for you.
And you can set it to... here, discovery preferences, you can make it just women for me. And then, like, it'll just show me women who are, like, seeking women.
Okay, your picture that's on here is very, very cute.
I'm trying to find her.
Okay, so my question is why?
Because I think it's fun to mess with people. Like, I have the greatest conversations with people on this app. And then, like, I was just like, all right.
Nope.
I'm going to fuck with people and, like, just mess with them.
Nope.
As you're noping
Kimberly,
all of
22.
Nope. I'm noping all these people, too.
Oh, Maggie, who's age 21.
Ooh, no.
Nope. If you can't do a selfie in a mirror, you shouldn't be doing this. Nope. A girl's name whose name is G, G-E-E, age 19, is sitting in the grass looking at the photo going, G, next. Nope. Oh, look at us. We're creative. Next. I am the most judgment. I would say.
No, I love it.
I may have to do this.
This is my favorite.
Okay, so. Okay.
I just love going on here and judging people. It's
now,
great.
You've mentioned before you are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
Does he know that you're cheating on you with an app?
We're in an open relationship.
How open is it? You're looking at strangers and judging them.
What? You're looking at strangers and judging them. But what's Alex going to think?
Okay, I'm looking at friends and
she's
judging
gonna say,
them.
She's going to say, oh, she's going to say, hey, Sawyer, age 19, fuck you. Oh,
you know
Alyssa, look, Alyssa, 24, she's goth.
Is it me or is like, I notice a lot of older women on here, though.
You have the age set to probably your age.
Oh, wow. Hey.
If you go to the preferences, you can set it to only like 19 to 20 year olds if that's what you're looking for.
I am.
Okay, so
young and dumb.
Okay, so when we go through here
first
and we
of all,
find
respect your elders.
Hold on. When we find somebody we like and they like us.
Yes.
What happens?
Then you can talk to them here. And grab my phone.
I'm just picturing ta-da, you know,
yeah.
And it's like magic happens.
Then all right. So a thing comes up to where it says you're matched and here, let's see something fun.
Okay, we threw that one kid a bone. I'm kind of, because you're way hotter than
look at that, 18 to 50. I'll do 18 to 50. Now I'm going to do 18 to 25.
Now, this app is
so
connected with
people.
Your Facebook thing, your Facebook
yes.
app that's on your phone. Okay, well.
This girl sent me like a weird message when I matched with her.
Okay. Can I use her name?
Yes, you can use it, read it, and understand why I did not respond.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Why would I respond to that?
Okay, Rhea with a little picture that I can't say. See, Rhea, is that her name?
Yeah, I guess.
She said, don't be boring. Don't be boring. Dot, 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 dot. Ah, dot, dot, dot. Plan equals PL in parentheses.
Are there
PN
hookers on this damn thing?
Yes.
LA in parentheses, AN in parentheses. Aha, I have foiled your plan. Wow. Yeah. Can I wrote back, you're just a stupid ass bitch.
You can. And the great thing is these people are strangers.
Oh, wait, can I write back, just fuck you right now?
Yeah, dude.
I don't really
I have no idea who these people are, so it's awesome.
So I'm now bashing some chick for you, really?
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Okay. So let's here we go.
This is really weird.
XO, it's really weird. Okay, so now we're gonna see what's going on here. Really? Okay, so okay. I know these people.
It's like, you really think she needs to go on Tinder to get a date? Like you're cute.
Well, I'm on Tinder.
Okay, so so you're going through here, and now is your goal to fuck on this?
It isn't. It's really like just for fun, just to, like you were just having a great time judging these people.
Yeah.
Like,
oh no, this is a blast. I love this.
Yeah. Eventually, like you'll run into someone and you're like, whoa, like their picture's hot. So I ended up like I've only actually had a conversation with like one person from Tinder. And the thing that got me was his like little about me section said that he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's kind of a thing for me.
And since you screwed a lot of your teachers in high school, you felt like, hey, I'm gonna relive the old days.
Well, at first I was like, all right, he's a teacher. You're not denying but he that, can are be you? What? No, I never fucked a teacher.
No, I'm not denying it.
I never fucked a teacher until this guy, but. So I
called him Professor.
He made me stay after school and clean the chalkboard.
No, the best part is he's a ninth grade teacher. I feel like that's the best possible grade.
Okay, you look like you're in like maybe ninth, tenth grade.
Yes. That's the best.
Schoolgirl wait, did you fantasies?
Fuck him? Yes.
Oh, you fucked him.
I fucked him.
How was he? Let's go with how was he?
He has a big dick.
Does he know what you do?
Yes.
Okay.
Does you've turned this you guy are? From a teacher to a stalker.
Wait, he knows what you do, and is he? Does he know your stage name, everything? He can find you and jerk off to you?
He's like seen my stage name, like as I've been Twittering next to him.
You know what's tweeting, right? It's not Twittering, right?
Whatever.
Like it's Tindering now.
OMG, YOLO, I don't care. I DK or D-care, whatever. I don't know. I don't know the lingo.
Anyway. What the fuck? Brandon, help me.
Anyway, so I'm pretty sure like he could figure it out pretty easily, but he hasn't really cared to ask. I don't know.
Okay. So he hasn't asked
you. Did you move my chocolate?
Did you fuck him more than once?
Oh no. You dropped my chocolate?
Oh my God. This is the problem with having porn girls on the show.
Is your carpet dirty? Can I eat this? Is it safe? I'm going to eat it anyway. Do
that. Oh my God. That's where his feet were.
She's going to talent testing right after this.
I am.
See if she's.
And they're going to be like, you're totally clean except for you have some rug fibers in your blood.
Okay, so you hooked up with the
one time?
Teacher.
Just one time or more than once?
Just once.
Okay.
And was he good?
He was very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I liked it.
Could he have been in porn?
Yeah, he ain't freaky enough.
No.
He needs a kinkier aspect to him.
Wait. So
he's
think
too vanilla.
Do you think I'm good in porn?
Yeah, but do you think? But honestly, honestly, like your first time with somebody like that, do you expect him to be this wild, crazy, kinky? Like you know, were you wild and freaking kinky the first time? I mean, don't you feel like you?
I feel like if your partner's begging for it, then you should give it to them.
Oh, you were begging for it?
I was like, choke me! I was like, can you do something like
choke
crazier?
Like what? What did you want him to do?
Be specific.
Like at least like pull my hair. You wouldn't do that.
You'd be cool with a total stranger choking you?
Yes. Okay. If I'm comfortable with them fucking me, like people don't
fuck
me easily.
I'm
going to
marry this girl.
Yeah,
I'm
but you can put
girl.
Your
She's
dick
good.
In a girl and not kill her. I'm just saying you choke a little too hard and all of a sudden you got a dead porn star on your hands. And what do you do with those?
I put them with the rest of them.
I don't know how hard like other people.
No,
choke,
I put them in the trash with the rest of the ones that I've killed. Okay, and there's more than one.
Oh my God.
So anyway, Tinder.
Wow. Now that we have dead teachers and you know.
So do you stay in contact with this guy now?
Yes, he taught me how to parallel park.
So the teacher is teaching you things.
Yeah. I told him that I wanted him to recite a history lesson into my asshole. He It was just like, oh, you.
Wait, did you get a fuck it first? Or did he get a fuck it first?
No.
Let me open it up and then we can talk into the...
Yeah. Microphone check in my butthole, please.
Okay, so... You... Okay, yes, back to Tinder. This is actually a little
Tinder,
disturbing.
Tinder.
Tinder.
Whatever.
Whatever. No, as I was mocking her for Whatever. Twittering. So, okay, so what you're going to keep doing this, and yeah. is it partially just because you like judging people?
I like judging people. I have a few, like, funny conversations with people. This guy, like, unmatched me, which is something that you can do that's kind of mean in the middle of a conversation. But anyway, he did this to me.
He found you boring or found you irritating?
I just stopped responding to him, so he unmatched me.
Well, oh, wait, why is that wrong?
Because I was bored.
The middle of
it's
a date.
It's okay for her to reject somebody.
I was in the middle of the date. She went up to the bathroom and she never came back. I think I should unfriend
no,
her.
No, I said goodnight and then I never texted him again or like instant messaged him again.
So why wouldn't he unmatch you?
I don't know. But anyways, we were talking about like something that was funny and he was actually a smart person. And then I matched with my friend Kendall on here.
Oh, some of you know?
Yeah, she asked me if I wanted to be a third.
Oh. Wait, now...
a lot of girls are on here looking for other girls to be a third.
Now, are you... have you gone on here and is that where you guys found Brandon?
No, we found Brandon at our high school.
Oh, Brandon was a friend of, mm-hmm. of your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to find him on Tinder.
No.
Can we find Brandon on Tinder?
Probably.
I want to meet Brandon so fucking bad now.
Brandon is like the most sarcastic. Like people think he's funny, but he's just really mean. Like he's that person. That's Brandon.
Whoa. I thought they were talking about me there for a second. Mr. Avery, you are quiet, which never
he's
happens.
Tindering.
You are like nonstop. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if I was a total perv, this would be crazy.
This is like a weird stalking.
But I just wish this is why I always tell people like I would this is too much work. Like I'd rather call one of my hookers, give her an eight ball, let's have some
fun. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Thumb swiping.
This is too much work.
Thumb swiping and hitting
an
art
or a date
now.
With a girl here.
God.
I don't want to fucking date anybody.
Literally, like this guy took me to get some food and then I went back to his house and fucked him.
That's still too much work. I'd rather text a girl, make her stop and get the eight ball on her way over, and then we're good to go for a few days.
Yeah. For a few days, huh?
Okay. Of course. And then like and then you and Wait, the best part about it is you take pictures the whole time.
Hold on. Did he have to buy you food to fuck? Or were you
No,
down?
But I feel like that's like what normal people do, isn't it? I didn't want to freak him out.
Did you see a picture of his dick before? Did you see a picture of his dick before?
No, I didn't know what I was getting into.
So what
I
if
excited.
He would have had a small dick?
Then I would have left.
You wouldn't have fucked him.
No, I don't know this person. I don't have to be like nice to them.
Am I just old? This whole thing is just weird.
I have a funny high school story where I pulled a boy's pants down to give him a blowjob and his dick was really small and then I giggled and said I gotta go home and I left.
Wait, wow. Could he have been a grower, not a shower, or was he actually hard?
No, he was hard. Oh. Wow. It was like a good 2 inches.
Oh,
maybe 2.5.
You're mean. That guy's probably...
Why would I want to put that in my mouth?
No, I understand that, but that poor kid
it's
is...
It's like a Jolly
like,
Rancher. Who wants that in your
the
mouth?
Guy, the guy is now spending the rest
like
of his
like a really
life.
Bad tasting Jolly Rancher.
It's called small dick flavor. Oh, you know, I'm so... Because I'm a grower, not a shower, and I would be sad if I dropped my pants and been like...
Like, if I can't gag on it, I'm not happy.
It's like, no, sweetheart, just give it a minute, and we're going to be solid. You're going to be happy. But right now, it just looks like I was in really cold water. Let's, you know, give it a second.
Yeah, God. But that's... You're with the wrong girl. She should make you hard before you pull it out of your pants. You're just not aroused by her enough.
Ooh. I was trying to think.
You're lucky she doesn't listen to this.
She listens if I force her to while I'm driving in the car and she has no place to go and I haven't listened to the episode. No, she gets me hard every so often.
That's nice.
I love my girlfriend. She's a porn star. You know what's funny is everybody, you know, oh my God, your girlfriend, she's in porn. And no, my girlfriend is not in porn. My girlfriend is who's at home with me. The porn chick is off doing porn stuff.
Yeah.
I like going out with the porn chick when we're fighting. Because if we have to go to an event, we have to put on the show that we're the loving, happy, you know, she has, a, you know, there's people around, there's pictures, so we have to hug and smile and everything's great. You know, that's how the world works. But yeah, no.
I just think,
I don't know if Tinder is really my thing.
You're such a judgmental person.
I am.
You're going to love it.
I'm not.
No, I have to hook it up to my brand new Maurice Facebook page. Because
I'll match you. And then we can chat and we can set up dates.
Is it wrong?
Is this online or only on the app?
It's only on the app.
I got to ask a question. Okay. Is it wrong that I only like girls under the age of 20?
No, I mean, if they say yes to you, then hey.
Maybe like daddies.
Yeah. I like girls with daddy issues.
Okay, wait. So if a girl hits you up and they say, let's go eat something.
They are so hot.
Okay, wait. If it was Sarah, he took you, I'm sorry, your teacher took you where for your food?
I don't remember.
It was food. It was a burger?
It was food. Yeah, it was like a nice burger place.
Okay, so the counter. Okay, yeah. So we'll pretend that's where it was. You ate and then you left.
Okay.
No, I'm going with you were there, yeah. So you know what happened. So you ate and left, and then you went and fucked. So, Mr. Avery, Sarah hits you up. Where do you take her to eat first?
Oh, you know where I take that girl. I take her first class straight.
Taco Bell.
Chipotle.
And then she would shit on
then,
you.
No, that, then yeah. I, wait, let me finish.
Bitch, we ain't trying to eat all tonight.
Let me finish. Okay. I take her to Chipotle.
Yeah.
You know, wine and diner and Chipotle.
Whatever
she wants.
Yeah.
Then I roll over to Milk.
Yeah.
Get her a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. I was just
get her a little milk doesn't do well with me. I'd be the little stinking sugar. Up a storm in your house.
You are so fucking hot.
Oh my god, sexy. There's no one around me.
Okay, sexy. No.
You already said no to everyone. I was no 20-year-olds have their things set to 68.
Okay, so I hope the fine people at Tinder listen to this. They have to have a good social media group over there. So we'll definitely have
Sarah
to
Love is very happy with your app.
But the other thing about it is, first of all, it doesn't know my real age. So
I'm just making up. It doesn't know that I'm.
I get
100.
It's granny stuff.
Have 43 friends. How did I get 43 friends?
You have no friends.
Wait a minute. Where did all this come from?
Okay.
An interest. I has. What? Why is...
Your Tinder app is like...
Things are falling apart here at More with Mo, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
This is scaring me.
Sarah Love, thank you for so much for opening Mr. Avery and I's eyes to this new app known as Tinder.
Thank you.
And if you find me on there, will you maybe come
I'll
over?
Match you.
I'll buy you a burger.
All right.
That's all I had. That was like my pickup line right there. I'll buy you a burger. I got a girlfriend with big old titties.
I'll make you a star.
Okay. Well,
that's my favorite.
It's worked a shitload of times.
Besides Tinder, where can other stalkers find you?
You can find me on Twitter, SarahLoveXXX. You can find me on Instagram, SarahLovesYou. Don't talk to me on Facebook because that's some weird guy in Colombia who's pretending to be me. That's not me.
Well, thank you so much for explaining this wonderful new app.
Match me on Tinder.
I will. My name is Maurice. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. I'm also now on Facebook as Maurice, which means that when I open my Tinder account, I will also be Maurice. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to the show. Thanks for listening.